I'm your host, Carrie Errata, Akashic Records reader, psychic sleuth, and spiritual guide. And this is The Infinite Dance, the Akashic Podcast. It has been a hot minute, and you all have still been coming to the podcast, listening to old episodes while I have had this impromptu hiatus. I wasn't planning on taking more time off than I had from when I had traveled to Egypt. So thank you so much for continuing to support the podcast and listen to past episodes. Apparently, I do not multitask very well, especially when I'm embarking on new old territory. I have been falling in love, oh my goodness, with a wonderful man, and it was completely a surprise. Out of the blue, didn't see it coming. Although, you guys know how I became more attracted to life when I was in Egypt. That should have been a big hello moment that something like this was about to happen, because I was feeling it so intensely. I mean, it took me, you know, crying in my room, my hotel room, a couple times because it was so intense, because I hadn't felt it in so long. But I had met a man since I've been back. He is an Egyptian and lives in Egypt. So it is long distance, but the heart does not understand that. And it has been wonderful to let somebody love me and to allow myself to love somebody else. There's been times where I get stuck in the what ifs. Oh my God, it's so far away. Just getting way too much in the headspace. It's like, okay, well, that's not what it's all about. It's about the heart. And it is hard to make a connection. It is hard to make a deep rooted connection with another human being. And to find somebody who gets you and enjoys you and you enjoy them, that's pretty special. Along with falling in love and not wanting to just quit, because there are times where I'm like, oh my God, I should just stop this. And I'm like, oh my gosh, Carrie, get grounded. Realize how truly blessed you are. And grateful to have made this connection with another. And just get lost in the laughter, in the comfort, in the adoration, in the love that he brings. And then I ease into it a little bit more, into that flow of love. And I'm all right. But I've also been house hunting. So lots and lots of changes. And it was really hard to have a full practice and work at the spa and keep everything going. So I really, really appreciate you all and your support as I continue to explore all the aspects of life that it has to offer all of us. And I am still going to have a part two to the episode, the John Doe episode. So that will be coming up here very, very, very shortly. I'm getting back in the podcast groove. And this episode, so I just wanted to let you know what was going on there. And vulnerabilities coming up with your Akashic messages for September 2022. Oh, here's a bit of my vulnerability. I'm falling in love, trying to buy a house, trying to navigate these new territories. You know, I've done these things before, but it's been a long time. So it is new, and I'm a different person going through it all. So the archangels that are residing over the Akashic messages for September are Archangels Raphael, Alexandra, and Sandalphon. And again, Raphael is the healer. We have a lot of past coming up, so we're going to need extra assistance with the healing aspect. And Alexandra and Sandalphon come as above, so below. So really getting into the integration of two different things. And Alexandra comes when we need support on a journey and to offer us absolute comfort and support during that time. And Sandalphon's a reminder, one foot at a time, you're grounded, you are here on earth, and to not forget that. So the first image I received when asking about the Akashic messages for the collective for September was an Egyptian man, but it was an Egyptian man depicted in the imagery of the tombs. So it was the colored ones too. So it wasn't just the etching. They were still colored, but it wasn't a pharaoh and it wasn't a god. It was a man. And he's holding a staff and it's lit up in his left hand. So it's shining bright. And then he reaches behind him and he grabs a dark staff, which represents the past. He takes the lights, the staff that's lit, and the dark staff that's in shadow, and he brings them together. He joins them together. And when he does that, it makes a fan of bright golden creator substance light. And again, that's that healing light that we associate with higher realms, God, the archangels. And it's just this big fan that those two coming together make by integrating our light in our shadows is when we shine the brightest. That's the message of that image. How cool is that? We get so hard on ourselves when we're going through tough things, tough emotions, anxiety, fears. Why did I do this? Trying to forgive, etc. But when we take those and join it with the light moments and the light times, it shines even brighter. Our light is able to shine even brighter. We have the ability to connect with more out there, more people, more parts of ourselves. After this image, I was giving an image or a vision of my boyfriend and I, and we were visiting one of my besties who just moved back to Canada. And we were all having a really good time together and just flowing, like it was like he'd always been a part of our friend group. And my boyfriend, who was Egyptian, started speaking German with my bestie who we went to visit, her husband. And I was like, oh, I didn't know he knew German. I knew my boyfriend's learning German for work, but I didn't know my friend's husband knew it. And I thought, well, this is interesting. What's this all about? Why would I get this image during the collective? Right? This is a reading about the collective. And it's to show that when we are in alignment with our truth, we are going to attract those people that are going to be in alignment with our past truths too, right? Because one of my besties who moved to Canada, back to Canada, she's from, you know, I've known her for 6 years now. So I've known she's part of my past and he's a part of my present or new, and how they get along and, you know, can teach you some things that you didn't quite know. Something new comes up with a joining of aligning energies. So keep standing in your truth. Keep stepping into and embracing all the parts that make you you. And don't shy away from it. There is always room for whatever it is you're feeling, you're thinking. Somebody's going to feel it, think it, see it, be it too. And how cool to have that integration of past and present happening in possibly the future, right? And of course, you guys know this. And if you're new, I, you know, do the psychic readings. My readings are more based on present and what came in from the past. It's not so much about what's going to be in the future, because especially when other people are involved, which pretty much every aspect of our life is some way, that we just don't know what that could be. That's really in the hands of God, higher realm, spirit, universal spirit, creator, however you connect. That's my theory. But it's kind of interesting when it's like, oh, this, see this, this is creating this synergy. I love that. So you've got the integration of the light and the shadow and standing, continuing to stand in your, I'm hearing knowing right now as I'm doing this, and your knowing knows the best, your gut, trust your gut, right? That it knows the best of what's going to lead you to those aligning interactions that are so amazing for the soul, so amazing for our soul. So I'm bringing in, so those are the visions, and I'm bringing in what's happening with two of our inner planets, Mars and Mercury. So this is not necessarily a part of the visions, but a part of the message, because we are in September. So I pulled some cards for the collective, and the planet Mercury is going retrograde, and we're all very familiar with this. This happens multiple times throughout a year, and Mercury again is our mental body. It also can incorporate anything to do with business or contracts, communication. So it's moving backwards. So it's saying step back before you say something. Step back and really know what you're signing, what you're getting into. And it's not just don't get stuck in the mental, but almost step back and see how long you do need to stay there in order to figure out something. Sometimes we don't need to stay there very long. We kind of know, like tap back into heart space. I really feel like with Mercury going retrograde, it's saying, okay, pump the brakes on, you know, just overthinking, get back into heart, get back into heart. And then Mars goes retrograde once every couple of years, and Mars represents the divine masculine, moving forward, ambition. I'm hearing charging ahead, and of course it's going retrograde. So maybe what is it that you are feeling like you needed to charge ahead with? How can that masculine energy, okay, be looked at, just reviewed? Throughout this whole time doing the messages, I kept hearing great observer. How can you be the great observer of that energy, right? So it's paddling backwards a little bit. How can we maybe dissect it a little bit, spread it out, what parts of it can we delve into more? Or maybe not get so caught up in. And this is divine energy, masculine energy, and ambition. We want to keep that forward, but it's also good to kind of look back because we are having things come up from the past. I personally keep hearing it in my personal readings, and then everything that's coming through right now for the collective, whether it's something I'm hearing in my meditations or somebody else's readings, it's all about past energies coming through. So let's get into those cards I drew. The first card I drew, and if you are not a part of the Infinite Dance Facebook page, I will post these there so you can see them. They're beautiful. All three of the decks that I chose from are just gorgeous imagery. The first one is the Lemurian Oracle cards, and the image is the snake. It's almost like a snake dragon, and he's winding around these crystals and these lotus flowers, and there's lots of like watery kind of image around it, and it's vulnerability. When we are truly honest with ourselves in all our facets, we are vulnerable. So important. I love that all the facets came up, right? Because I talk a lot about our soul facets. And if you've come and had a reading with me, we will delve into wanting all of our soul facets within our soul and knowing them. That honesty is an important step in discovering our shadows and bringing them into the light for healing. When we share our vulnerabilities with others, we allow them to glimpse a deeper part of ourselves. Be vulnerable with yourself and others. It may be time to step into the role of healer and hold space. Holding space means being fully present without judgment in a way that provides a safe and nurturing environment. Here, guards are dropped, a deeper level of awareness and relating can unfold, and profound healing takes place. And I will also link the different cards in the show notes. The second one I drew was from the Spirit of the Animals Oracle, and it's dolphin. Oh, I love dolphins. And the message of this one is play. Swim in the happy joy of living. Inhale confidence and exhale fear. Dive into your wisdom. Go with the flow. Oh, I love it. This is such a good reminder. And I just posted today too, today's Wednesday, I'm recording this, of how healing water is for me in all its forms. And it's a conduit too, right? So when we think of dolphin and plane and being in water, it's a conduit to higher realm. It's a conduit to different parts of our psyche, because we can let go of the body a little bit. The body can float. The body can be free. Even if you're standing in it, even if you don't love to swim like I do, like I will just swim and swim and swim. But if you like, oh, I can get in the water with my feet in the water, and how I'm hearing soft, it feels around your feet and your ankles. And just playing with it, maybe splashing around. Water has does so much for us and is nourishing too. A conduit and nourishing, and a great reminder to play. The last card I chose was from the Ghosts and Spirits Tarot, and I said who or what's coming back for the collective? What energy or what person is coming back from the collective? And the card is Judgment. Judgment is 20 in the major arcana. So it's a major arcana. So it's a big deal. And in this deck, Judgment is depicted by an ancient Egypt. Deity. So I think that's very fitting with everything I am about and I come to the table with. So I thought this was really cool. And so I'm going to read about judgment. And this card is Judgment of the Dead, right? It's the Ghosts and Spirits Tarot. We're talking about past coming through. In ancient Egypt, the souls of the newly deceased were led to the Hall of the Two Truths. There, the heart was weighed against the feather of Mat, representing truth and virtue. If the feather wasn't heavier than the heart, the individual was granted passage to the throne of Osiris and onto the field of reeds. If the scale tipped in the feather's favor, the beastly creature, Emmet, devoured the heart. The scale is symbolic of judgment. There's a center figure in the card, and it stands in the position of evaluation. Like with the scales and Mat. It is a time of venturing into the deeper stratosphere of the psyche where the truth can be seen. And the divinatory meaning is this card suggests a portal to higher consciousness and awareness. There are consequences for our actions, so take care to listen to your inner voice and follow your heart when confronting decisions that will have a lasting impact. I think that really goes along with two of our inner planets, right? Mars and Mercury, meaning they're closer to us, are going in retrograde. So it's a great time to listen, to slow down, to get into a ritual of breathing every day consciously. Maybe you're ready to try to do some meditation, whatever and however that could mean for you, because there's all different kinds of ways to meditate. Remember, it doesn't have to be completely quiet. You can have brain balancing music going in headphones, or maybe you're on a walk. There is, you know, moving meditation. This feels more still though. So if you can be still for any amount of time with these energies of being vulnerable, of being this great observer, right? With judgment, I feel like we can be a great observer when we've acknowledged exactly what it is and play through it all. Like that we don't have to be stuck, right? Like, I'm trying to find a house and I got stuck for a couple weeks and I had to say, you know what? I'm not finding what is going to work for, you know, this, that, and the other, all the pieces, parts. I'm going to step back for a minute and I'll come back to it. It wasn't serving. It was stressing me out. I stepped back, right? And how can I get back into playing? How can I get back into the fun and the excitement that I first felt with looking for a home? So those are your Akashic messages for September 2022. If you're not already a part of the Infinite Dance Facebook group, please go to Facebook. You're welcome to join. You're welcome to add memes or something you think the group would like. It's a great place to share. I also have, I am on TikTok and Instagram as Ancient Body Works. That's my umbrella company. If you'd like a private reading, ancientbodyworks.co. I'm really excited. I also have a guideship program that is beginning at the end of October. It's the first round. It will be 3 Sundays in a row, about 3 hours apiece. And we will go over dimensions, archangels, discarnate souls, basically all these different protocols and structures around what you've maybe been seeing or hearing. If you're already somebody who reads or sees for self or others, this is a great way to go, okay, how am I going to make sense of the information coming through? That's what the guideship program is all about. And I will be with you, you know, once you kind of are a client of mine or do a guideship program, like I will guide you on and on. So it's pretty thorough, and I'm really excited to offer it. It will be on Zoom, so you can do it from wherever you are. I will have that up on my website, ancientbodyworks.co. So you guys know what to do. Keep peeling back your beautiful layers of your being and enjoy what you're seeing. Find ease through the integrating and continue to ask yourselves and each other, may I have this dance?